Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Other people's problems, we abbreviated OPP because there's a cool song that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them all, get them all.
Yeah. All free
on the Odyssey app.
Right now we have Dawn, and she's trying to save Halloween.
I'm in.
Okay. Is this one? Okay. Dawn.
Yay.
Who's canceling Halloween? What's happening?
My youngest. Okay. I have three children, and my youngest son, he recently turned 10 and says he doesn't want to do trick-or-treating this year. Like, doesn't want to dress up, no Halloween. Aww. And it's weird because last year he was all about going to, like, every single Halloween store to find the perfect costume. Uh-huh. And he was really into it.
Uh-huh. Is good for you? Why are you on the phone with us?
Wait, why would it be good for her?
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of the crap. Like, I am not so bah humbug as some people in this room against certain holidays, and I'm not so drinking the Kool-Aid like other people on the show. But, like, when your kids, you don't have to be, like, sometimes it snows on Halloween and you got to get all bundled. You got to go house and you're like, can we be done? It's like, Mom, just one more block. And you're like, ugh.
Oh my gosh, do you not want your kids to have fun? Put on some extra layers and get out there.
Great. I will and I do. But she doesn't have to.
Well,
Wait.
Dawn, does your middle or oldest child want to still go?
Yeah. Yes, the other ones want to go too. So that's the thing. I still have to go, and now I have to figure out something for my one child who doesn't. Like, I've already planned a whole Halloween party with his friends to come over. And
oh, his friends? Okay.
You feel silly about the rant now?
No.
You really took it. Like, you went off a cliff there, man.
No, it's still... No.
Okay.
Because if the older kids are old enough, even your 10-year-old, if he's staying in your neighborhood, when my kids were 10, see ya.
Oh, really?
Well,
yes! What are you talking about? They're on your block. Do you think there's murderers on your block?
What grade are 10-year-olds?
Like fourth?
I don't know.
You're 5 years old in kindergarten, so you're fourth or...
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah. How young do you think they can be before you let them go by themselves?
Yeah, your kids are fine.
Okay. No.
Can they stand up?
Most of the time. If they're not drunk.
Let them go. Okay, so...
Yeah, he has like this new friend who says Halloween, doesn't think Halloween is cool.
Okay.
So I feel like this is, I think I shouldn't let him be friends with this person.
Did everyone just hear what I heard? The flip-flop of slacker. Now he has to go.
Oh my gosh.
Can I tell you what? No, this changes
it. You're exhausting.
No, this changes it.
Because of the friend?
Yes. It's... he'll regret it if he doesn't go. I don't want to out people on the air, so I'm going to do my best to, like, my son, I think TX got a little bit of this in him.
Mm.
You, like, if you had a friend that you thought was kind of cool and then they were, like, into Adidas, you'd be like, Nikes are lame. Like, you would, do you know what I mean?
Would change, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to be cool.
The adapter.
Sure, okay.
And my son was a colossal adapter.
You had to force him?
No, there were times where it'd just be like, you know what, that's stupid. I don't even want to play football anymore. And you're like, what? Well, so-and-so doesn't want to play either. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're not making your own decision. You're correct. Just letting other people. Yeah, I struggle with it. I mean, someone on the show struggles with it.
You seem like you would.
Okay.
But like,
yeah, well, I'm just struggling that like my baby is already like, oh no, I don't want to do it. Like he's growing up. I'm not ready for this.
Okay. You've presented us with three different dilemmas now. Like one, you don't want to let go of your child. Like you want like he's one more.
He's supposed to go. I mean, you don't think, oh, well, that was last year was the last one.
Yeah.
He's young enough.
When did you quit? Does anybody remember when they quit?
16.
Okay. Aaron, you haven't quit yet, so shut up.
Aaron actually go today.
You're 5 foot nine. You quit with a mask on? Yeah. Nobody's going to question you.
That's so true. I think I probably quit around 14, but by then we were going to like four houses.
If you have a teen in your age, you are a couple years past due.
No.
Yes.
No. I think 13 is probably the last year you should go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I went as a 14-year-old, and I had, like, fairy wings on and not really a costume.
Yes.
And, like, two houses in, I was like, this is wrong. Yes. I shouldn't be doing this.
They hate you.
Yeah.
You're now a homeowner. I don't think so. Yeah, oh, my God. When a teenager's on my step, because they come at 10,
yeah, it's too late. They do need to come a little earlier.
Wearing just a Hollister hoodie.
Candy's over at 9.
Yeah, but let him be a kid.
No.
I'd rather that than them drinking and driving at a party.
Yeah, but it's not a zero sum game. Yeah. It's not this or that. Right. They don't go from trick or treating to like doing heroin.
Let's go.
Okay. I think at 14 we did a couple houses and then went and watched scary movies. And I'm pretty sure I like held hands with a boy for the first time.
Ooh.
You know?
Okay, since we're all over the map and no one can get it together, I'm going to be the guy. 303-222-5423. Call or text. Should she force her kid to go? Or should she just, can you respect his wishes? Because at 10, you can't make any other decisions in your life.
Dawn, does he have a costume?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has a costume from last year.
Nope.
But he's saying he doesn't want to dress up this year, so you haven't gotten a costume.
Exactly. He doesn't know about the Halloween party either.
Oh, he knows, but he's like, no, I don't want to do it, and like refusing, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Halloween. Okay.
So all these people are going to come over, he doesn't even want to go, and you're just...
Yeah. It's like, maybe you could still do the party, have a costume ready, and then he'll get peer pressured back into it.
Yeah, will he get swept up in the party?
Probably.
I get the coolest costume ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just ask some questions about the last thing that you said? To see if that's an angle here too. Like you talked about him being your baby. Like, yeah. are you feeling weird about this? Then you'll just be done. Like, so do you want to go and take a billion pictures now that you know?
Because
I will tell you this, when it comes to when it comes to your kids' milestones, you don't know when the last one is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like dropping my kids off at school. My daughter leans over, hugs me, kisses me, says, I love you, gets out of the car every day. For
still.
X amount of years, and then just one day, like the day before she had, and then it's like, duh, car's open, out. I'm like,
tuck and roll.
Boof.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's like sudden death.
Right. But I don't get to like go get a gun out and go, you will hug me and I will get a picture so I can have the last hug on camera.
Right. You don't get to force
one
an
more.
Additional.
No.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But somebody could be in your daughter's ear and say, hey, I know it might not seem like you want to do it right now, but giving your father that hug would really mean a lot to him. You're going to regret it if you don't do it a couple extra times. Like, and this is the same for Halloween. Like, just go trick-or-treating. Talk them into it. That's what parenting is for, is to put them on the right path a little bit.
To talk them into getting you candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're talking.
It is stupid that we're talking about a 10-year-old who can't vote, who can't drink, who can't drive, and he's decided, I don't want to go get free candy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pretend to be somebody else, which is awesome, and go get free candy, which also is awesome.
But he's not thinking that. He's thinking, well, my friend said it's not cool, so I'm just going to do what my friend said.
Exactly.
He probably would love the free candy.
Then,
yeah.
I don't, there's the 20 different dilemmas you have here. I don't like any of them because I flip flop back and forth, but I don't think it, dragging a 10-year-old out is.
Maybe get him going for like one block and see how it goes.
Yep, that's exactly how it works.
Yeah, it'll go well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't work like that.
Like, oh, just give me one scoop of sour cream and then maybe I'll get into it.
Okay,
that's different. We're talking about candy.
If you don't like something or you don't want to be there, you're not going
to... The 10-year-old probably doesn't like to do his homework, and you got to be over his shoulder a little bit, like, "Hey, you're gonna regret if you don't do like focus." That's what I'm here for as your parent.
Okay,
you're gonna give me regret the candy.
You're telling you're saying she's not a good parent.
Put her on hold.
Okay, hang on, Dawn. Are you saying she's not a good parent?
No, I think she can be. I think this is an opportunity that's part of. You got to guide them a little bit. You got to let them make their own decisions. But 10, he's 10. That's too young.
I think when you hit double digits, sometimes you hit those milestone birthdays and you're like, now I'm two numbers and now I don't have to do stuff. I'm my own man.
No.
It's like in Halloween Town when Marnie's like, I'm 13 now. I can make my own decisions. And you're like, ridiculous.
Somebody just watched Halloween Town again.
Yeah, I need to do it as well.
All four of them, fine.
All right. Dawn, her youngest, doesn't want to trick or treat, so she's sad about the youngest stopping. She's sad about the fact that she has a party planned, and she's sad that he's succumbing to peer pressure from one crappy kid. So what? Wait. The kid's a crappy kid if he doesn't like...
You don't
like-
know the kid!
I know the kid.
Okay.
303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Dawn. She, there's so many issues she has simultaneously, but like she missed her kid's last Halloween because he was only 9. I mean, she went, but she didn't like.
She didn't think it was going to be the last.
How would you think at 9 years old he's going to quit? But at 10, he's got a friend who's like, Halloween is lame.
You quitter.
Yeah, now he's like, out.
I didn't ask this prior, but maybe it's not the last.
He you might think decide maybe he'll
next
relapse?
Year. Yeah, totally. Next year, he might be like, wait, I missed out.
Yeah. Depends. If he's an adapter like Hack. Just,
Hush. Yeah, what do you need from me? What do you want me to do?
So she's like, can I force? She's already got a party planned. His friend's coming over, and he's like, I don't. Like last year, they went to 20 shops to buy a costume. Mm-hmm. This year, he's like, I'm not even going to go out.
It sounds like the friend's in his ear a little too much, which is concerning, I think. Yeah. Like you're like, you got to make your own decisions.
You really want your kid to be their own person.
Yeah, but if they're not making the right decision, you got to make it for them.
Parent up.
10. How much of your own person are you at 10?
Depends on the 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Lauren.
Depends on the 34-year-old.
Lauren.
Yay.
What do you think?
Yeah, so I was thinking, what if you made it into, like, a volunteer opportunity? And so he can still go around, like, trick-or-treating, unquote, but he would be, like, collecting food cans for a food drive. And then you can still kind of use that
Sorry, for a what?
For a food drive. Did you think she said poo drive? I feel like you thought she said poo drive. You have this look of someone unhinged. But I do think it's a little weird to like roll up to somebody's house and go, can I get some beans?
Can I have your corn?
Trigger beans.
He's going to get bullied.
He doesn't want to go door to door.
Right.
It's not about the candy.
Yes, it's not.
Or the beans.
Yeah.
No.
What you got in a can? All right. Thank you, Lauren. It is. It's not all ideas are welcome here. I feel like she hates us now.
Yeah.
Lauren, it was a very sweet
It was a great idea.
But maybe,
I don't think you can, if you can't get a kid to go out for free candy.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe it's a way to convince him Halloween is actually cool because we get to help people. Like it's.
Yes, because 10-year-olds
actually trick-or-treating for beans.
10-year-olds are so philanthropic. They're like, if the candy's not cool.
Maybe the this would be if you still wanted to go at 15, you'd have to say you have to donate your candy.
Yes, something.
I'm losing my
mind.
We're
in a different. Like,
you got kidney beans?
She had.
Can I get those three vein mix? Knock, knock.
I'm here for the frozen goods.
He's lugging around up for it.
Yeah, how heavy is that bag going to be? It's going to be... Alex?
Yai.
We've lost it. You're in charge of the show. What do you have to say?
So I think that she should get in touch with the other child's parent and see if she can convince them to go to the party with them.
Oh, like convince the Scrooge that he wants in.
Yeah, because if her son's friend who says that it's not cool goes to the party, then her son's going to go to the party, of course, as well. Well,
that's not a terrible idea. Yeah. Do you give out candy on Halloween, Alex?
I try to.
Yeah, okay, nobody so if up. I rang your doorbell.
Oh, no. Okay. A 10-year-old kid.
If a 10-year-old rang your doorbell and said, yeah, keep your Reese's. What I'm looking for is canned goods. What would you do to that kid?
You could have the canned goods.
I don't know. Like, you don't have it ready. You're not going to, like, wait.
I have to dig through the pantry and be like, there goes my recipe for tomorrow.
I was going to make the fried chili. Green tomato weird casserole. All right, thank you.
Lauren's never going to listen to this again.
Here's the thing. Whatever drug is in the air has only affected me, Erica, and Aaron. And Tiak is flipping annoyed with us.
Tiak is like, these people are going to get me fired.
You want out, right?
I do.
Tanya?
Yay.
Do you have any beans? Sorry. What advice do you have?
I don't think she should force him.
Oh. Okay.
I think this is, you're like, oh. I don't, this is one decision he can make, but she should let him know that he can't have any of his siblings' candy.
Oh.
No,
so they're all horking down the good stuff.
The beans?
Yeah. The beans.
I'll trade you my corn for your green bean.
I'll just see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah,
or...
probably best.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.